takes.
And you kind of
appreciate it. Specific.
Heartbreaking fashion.
You stay up.
What? Raise 10 nothing. Vegan.
The Imaginary Radio Show with the Imaginary Radio Show players. In tonight's episode, we're featuring Brian O.
On my own show, when they leave, I record myself. And I'm funny.
Alicia. Brian M.
Because when you understand.
Oh, yes!
Sherry.
Where are your sawed-off shotguns when you need them?
Lisa.
Famous in my bedroom.
Oh, I didn't mean it!
Bill.
Look at me!
Deidre.
Oh my, my.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
I am.
Are you ready to broadcast?
Yeah, let's broadcast.
Okay, go ahead.
No. Okay. Let's do one of your things first, because I got to put this in order.
You have show prep? I mean, you have a lot of show prep there.
Well, I don't know how this is going to go, but...
We're going to see.
I'm going to give it a whirl.
All right, shall we play? You want to do Mystery Record first?
Yeah, Mystery Record.
Mystery Record. I got this at the flea market, which is my norm. And it says rock flowers on it. And it's, what is this?
Plastic.
It's a plastic record. 1970, Mattel Incorporated. We have Rosemary, Mix and Match and Day, and Rosemary, Sweet Time. I don't know what this is, but I've decided to
play that
on the radio. It says, that, oh, I thought it was like a toy, but it says play 33 to 3rd, play in manual position.
Wow.
So it actually plays in a record player.
Yeah.
He does have one of those Mattel toys. It's like the little kitty record player.
I thought you'd like shove it in.
He said Mattel.
It's Mattel.
What?
Okay. So how many needles are you on the side?
I don't know.
Yeah. Was that?
Zero? Mattel's a toy company.
Mattel.
1970, yeah, Mattel.
Oh, I thought you were saying Waytel.
Very good year.
Okay. What do you want to hear? Sweet Times or Mix and Match and Day?
Well, why don't we let Deidre pick, because she said that's a good year.
Here, Bill and I were born. It's a great year. Mix and match and play.
Mix and match and day. Let's go, DJ. Alicia.
Right. Oh, they're horses. Yeah. I don't know if it's going
to
work.
It says play 33 and a third. Play it.
33 and a third?
33 and a third.
A third.
So you should be able to play it on that.
33 and a third.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
This is a music show, so
you might owe me a needle, dude.
Go ahead.
I can't believe it's playing. Oh my god.
Oh, you take it off now.
I was just saying that the other day.
It is a kiddie record. It has to be. That sounded like a kiddie record.
You know what? They're right. Records are so much better than CDs.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
Do you have another one of your quizzes, Brian, please?
I certainly do.
Oh, good.
Welcome to Brian O's Musical Quiz. The quiz that I ask you musical questions and you give me answers, and the last person standing wins. And they get to be referred to as champ. And as the reigning champ, they get to pick the lifeline. So if there's a question you can't answer and you're not quite sure, you can choose the lifeline and make a phone call, and there you go. Okay, now, I believe when we last left Alicia, she was the champ. So
three times
in a row. So now remember, you can pick a lifeline for this game.
Boring.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Let's meet our contestants. Champ Van Sant.
Yes. Yeah.
You want to say hi to your fans?
Hi, fans.
All right. Brian Mowry.
Hello.
A one-time champ?
One time.
You have anything you want to say?
Fading fast.
Fading fast. Okay. All right. Enough about you. Sherry.
The loser.
That's great. Nobody's a loser in this game.
We're except all, for Sherry.
We're all winners.
Oh, okay. Except for Sherry.
All right. This is getting off to a good start. All right. This one, I'm going to ask you a question. You got to tell me who the artist is, okay? We're going to start off with Brian this week. Brian.
Yes.
Who is Iron Man?
That would be
Jesus, what's wrong with me? Don't relax with the... Oh, yeah, you can get your hands over that one. No, the other one.
Lifeline?
No, Lifeline. Oh, God. Gee, oh my God! Oh. No, don't hit the button! Don't hit the
button. You're gone!
Aw, I was giving you a hint, dude.
No, I know him, but not the band.
Alright, I didn't get it. You're wrong.
You're wrong!
There we
go. You're wrong!
Thank you! Okay, Sherry. Who is forever yours faithfully?
Why don't you hum a few bars, Brian?
Foreigner? Oh, so close.
You're wrong!
Oh,
you're wrong!
I'm so sorry, Alicia, for the possible win and the shortest quiz in history. Who is gonna walk down to Electric Avenue?
Eddie Grant.
Correct.
Why do I know?
Four-time champion, Alicia Van Sant. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, that was Brian O's musical quiz for the week. Please spay and neuter your pets and have a wonderful week.
Remember when you were a kid with your first tape recorder and you just recorded yourself and your friends being stupid? Yeah, that's pretty much this show.
Do you want me to read this?
Sure.
This is where did you get this from, online?
Online.
This is a redneck census form. Oh, this is good. It's asking for your last name, which you can just fill into the box. And then the first name, you check the appropriate box for your first name. And the options are Billy Bob, Bobby Sue, Billy Joe, Bobby Joe, Billy Ray, Bobby Ann, or Bobby Beth Ann Sue. Age, if unsure, guess. Sex, male, female, not sure. Shoe size for left and right shoes. Occupations. Farmer, mechanic, hairdresser, waitress, unemployed, dirty politician. Spouse's name. Second spouse's name. Third spouse's name. And lover's name. Second lover's name. Relationship with spouse. Sister, aunt, brother, uncle, mother, son. Father, daughter, cousin, pet. Number of children living in household. Number of children living in shed. Number of children that are yours. Mother's name. Father's name. If not sure, leave blank. Education. 1, 2, 3, 4. Circle highest grade completed.
Oh.
Do you own or rent your mobile home? Vehicles you own and where you keep them. Total number of vehicles. Number of vehicles that still crank. Number of vehicles in front yard. Number of vehicles in backyard. Oh. Number of vehicles on cement blocks. Firearms you own and where you keep them. Truck, kitchen, bedroom, bathroom, shed. Model and year of your pickup. There's a blank space for the model, and then it says 1940 blank. Number of road kills presently in your freezer, 3, 5, 10, or more. Do you have a gun rack? Yes. No. If no, please explain. Newspapers, magazines you subscribe to. National Enquirer, The Globe, TV Guide, Soap Opera Digest, Rifle and Shotgun. Number of times you've seen a UFO, number of times you've seen Elvis, and number of times you've seen Elvis in a UFO. How often do you bathe? Weekly, monthly, not applicable. Brand of chewing tobacco you prefer. How far is your home from a paved road? 1 mile, 2 miles, don't know. There is your redneck census form.
Woo! Yay! I like that. Yeehaw! I should have said, right?
And now for some music from the WAG.
I think I've talked about a couple of teachers that I liked when I was growing up, but one person I didn't talk about was a motivational speaker that came in at one of our assemblies, and his name was Jeff Thaxton, and he came in and he talked about drugs and you know, why not to use them and everything, blah blah blah, and he had like a whole big story about his life and how he was affected by it, relatives and stuff like that. It was pretty, whatever it was, I wish I could remember, but it was bad stuff. And what I got out of it was, I think somebody in his family had died before he could have the chance to make amends with them or whatever. And he said, you know what, when you end your conversations with your family members or your friends or whatever, like, you know, especially family, like, you know, tell them that you love them, because it may be the last time you speak to them. Like, who knows, you know, what would happen or whatever. And I thought that was such a nice message that I came home from school that day and like, I did it, you know. I was like, hey, Ma, you know, I love you, like that. Or when I was ending a phone call with my dad, I would end it that way. And it's funny because, like, the reactions that you got from your... the reaction that I got from my family at first was like, oh, like...
what's,
you know,
wrong?
What's, you know, like, this is different.
Yeah.
Or whatever. But it was a good different.
Yeah.
And it's funny because that... me doing that, like, my sisters picked up on it, and then my family started doing it.
It became a thing.
And then, like, cousins, and, like, it's sort of just, like, you know, it spread.
Yes.
And it was a good kind of spreading thing, I guess. So, and I've always remembered this guy... and he gave a great presentation. It was very funny, but it was also sad. Like, it was a good presentation, and it just stuck with me. And I might have been, I don't know, 11, 12, or 13, or whatever it was. I was pretty young, and I always remembered his name, Jeff Thaxton. Jeff Thaxton.
You always remembered his name until you forgot.
Hold on. I always remembered his name. So, a couple of years ago, I looked him up, because you can look up just about anything on the internet now. And I found a phone number, and I'm like, you know, I wonder if it's the same guy. You know, it probably is, because it said he worked for, it was something like drug rehab or something, whatever. And I'm like, you know, I bet you it's him. So I called, and
you're brave.
I would do the same.
Not me.
I'm so fearless when it comes to that stuff.
Well, I called, I left a message. I'm like, I don't know if this is the same guy or whatever. And then he called back, and I said, you know, he's like, is this Brian? Whatever. I said, he's like, you left the message. And I said, yeah, are you Jeff Thaxton, the guy that gave these motivational,
speeches
at schools in the area? And he was. And I said, I just want to let you know that, like, you know, you impacted my life and you changed things in my family. Just something small, like, you know, like what I was just saying. And that you made a difference, and, like, it stuck with me, and thank you for doing that. And he said, you know, I can't tell you how much that means to me.
Sure.
He said, you know, I just had I think it was a quadruple bypass.
Oh, my goodness.
It was
goodness.
Some big operation.
Perfect.
He's like,
timing.
You know, and I, you know, I just survived that. I had some health problems and stuff. He said, but, like, it means so much to me
sure. That
my work, you know, and my word, my messages, whatever, actually reached somebody and did some good. And, like, I knew I made him so happy by telling him, and it was the truth. But it was, like, it was just such a nice thing. He's like, you know, maybe one day we can catch up and, like, you know, have lunch or whatever, you know. And, yeah, it was really a nice thing. And so, like, you know, that's how we ended it. And just about, I don't know, it was a couple weeks ago, I was trying to remember his name again. I was trying to remember his name. Like, I've always known his name.
Maybe you had your closure, so it just went
exactly,
away.
Exactly. That's what it was. I couldn't remember his name. And I'm like, like, wait a second. Since I was 12, like, if he would pop my mind, I know his name, Jeff Daxton.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't remember his name for the life of me. And I'm like, Alicia, remember that guy I called? She's like, you called a guy?
Shut up!
Forget it. Like, if it's
that phone call?
If it didn't happen an hour ago, Alicia won't remember. I said, don't you remember I was in the other room and I was calling the guy with the drug rehab program? She's like, no, I don't even know what you're talking about. I'm like, his name began with a J. I know it. I think it's Joe or whatever. And she's, nothing. So, and so I kept thinking, like, Joe, what is it? What is it? You know? And I said, you know, I bet you it's because of closure. I bet you, like, you know, I talked to him. I said, thank you. We, you know, like, it kind of closed the chapter, and now I guess I deleted that memory or that moment, whatever, and from my hard drive.
Yeah.
And now I'm moving on for, you know, more stuff. So then finally it came to me, and I'm like, oh, all right, fine. So I wrote it down somewhere. I'm just going to keep it. I don't know why. Like, I don't know if I'll
need
it.
But if you had that number, why wouldn't you put it, like, in your phone book or in your cell phone? Or...
I didn't, because...
Because he doesn't know how to work his cell phone. I have to put in all his stuff for him.
Kinda. And, like...
Kinda?
I don't know if I'm really ever going to need to speak to the guy again, yeah,
but... you said you made a plan to go to lunch. Why would you make a plan to go to lunch that you never intended
well,
to?
Well, no, he said he'd call me, whatever, and I guess...
It's that kind of thing. Oh, like, yeah, we'll
hey,
do lunch.
Hey, yeah, we'll have lunch. Not really.
Yeah.
I guess. And it kind of would be a little weird, I think, for both of us, because I only knew him from the assembly, and...
Yeah, but maybe he had more motivational, inspirational things to pass on to you, or maybe he felt like he touched your life and he needs a little bit of inspiration.
Maybe. You know, and when I had Googled him recently, when I remembered... finally remembered his name again. It looks like he was called in to different schools. Like, there was a some, I guess, high schooler overdosed, and there was an assembly, and they called him in to give his you know, thing, whatever, to his speech to the whole school to help them deal with the loss of a classmate and stuff. And I thought it was really cool. Like, wow, this guy's making a difference, like, still.
Yeah.
You know, and I just thought that was awesome.
Yeah.
So,
well, your little, like, I love you thing, I think that's huge.
Oh, it's
for,
huge.
For, like, a fit, because we do it in my family. Actually, Billy's family, they kiss. They make, like, a
noise
at the end of every, like, if they're, anybody in their family, like, his siblings, if he talks to any of his siblings on the phone, or his mother, or his grandmother, they make, like, a kiss sound at the end. Like, that's their I love you at the end, and he does it. I hear him do it all the time. Like, his mother actually does it to me, which kind of, like, it kind of, like, defeats the whole, like, personality of the thing or whatever, but I think she just thinks of me as that, whatever.
Yeah, your family. Right.
But, you know, but my sister does it, and we kind of do it in my family. We do it, you know, my mom and whatever, but the problem with that is that sometimes it accidentally seeps into your real life.
Yes.
My sister used to answer the phones for a fruit basket company in New Jersey, and she did it to a customer. Like, she was hanging up the phone, and she was like, all right, bye, I love you. And the phone, she was like, oh, crap, I just told the customer I love you. The person has my name because I answered the phone with my name. Yes.
It's happened to me.
Sometimes it does seep into real life, which is a little scary.
I've done that.
I've said I love you.
And she did it with another woman. Yeah. She did it with a woman that she was kind of friendly with, and she opened a door that she couldn't then close. Because now every phone call, this woman would be like, all right, I love you.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
My family hugs and kisses and says I love you. Or at the end of a phone conversation, we just say, all right, I love you. Good night. You know, whatever.
Yeah.
It's not really a scare thing. Like, I'm not afraid that the person's going to die and, like, they didn't hear me say I love you.
No, you just want them to know.
Because it is true. And, you know, it is a nice thing because, like, you know, what if somebody did die? I was like, well, at least, you know, the last thing I told them was that, you know, I love them or whatever.
Right.
And that's a nice thing.
Your family does it funny. Because you say bye first. It's like, all right, bye, I love you.
Yeah, we do too.
Right? Oh,
yeah,
weird?
We do too.
That's weird.
Oh, it all should right, be I love you, bye.
Yeah.
I guess it should be. I don't know. But I think I've ordered Chinese food and said, bye, I love you. Like, it just happens.
But maybe you do. Because it's Chinese food.
I don't know.
Who doesn't?
But you're right, Brian. Like things just slip. Like, you know. In fact, you know what really sucks that slips sometimes is you're talking to somebody and, like, your lip just makes this, like, this kiss noise. And, like if you're just, like, waiting for somebody, you're talking, and you're, like, you're listening or whatever, and, like, your mouth's closed, and then, like, you open it up, and, like, just some, like, kind of, and I'm, like, did he think that I just, like, gave him a kiss noise? Or, like, you know, it's, like, oh, crap.
Also, you're not going to mistake this for a kiss, but sometimes your mouth will, I can't even do it, but it'll go, like that. It does that weird thing. Or also, when you have that little thing that comes up in your throat, goes, you know that thing? What the heck is that? Please find the Imaginary Radio Show on Facebook.
What are those stores you walk in and you shop for women and you can pretty much just close your eyes and just rifle things in bags and then put names on them?
Bath and Beyond.
No, Bath and Body Works.
It's $50 for a thing of soap.
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter.
It looks beautiful.
How many girls do I have to buy for six? I just walk
six
in
baskets.
And it takes me literally 5.5 minutes.
That's the place to go.
It's good to know that you put so much thought.
No thought. If you are a woman and are you going to give a Christmas present from me? There was no thought put into it. Because
cool.
I guarantee you, it's either soap or whatever they sell. I don't know what they sell. I just grab it. If it's wrapped, I grab it. Do you want? No, I don't. How much is the total bill? And it's like $2,000. I don't care. Because it's worth it to not shop for hours. Thank you. And then I go and I buy you a gift card from Sam Ash. I wrap everything in Reynolds Wrap.
Done.
You done.
Christmas shopping over.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
You're listening to the Imaginary Radio Show.
You know, me and Lisa might be related.
Oh, Lord. Seriously?
I think her mother might have slept with my father.
No. No, because first of all, that's just
she grew
gross.
Up in Nutley. So I'm like, okay. She grew up in Nutley, which is right next to where I grew up, rather from Lyndhurst. So you know, like the gas station, blah, 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 that's on the, over the bridge in Lyndhurst by the diner. She goes, yeah.
And I was like, yeah,
it's
of course
Exxon.
I know it.
I said, my family's stolen it. It used to be Warren's Esso. So she calls her mother up. She goes, you remember that, you know, that Exxon station? Remember when it was Warren's Esso? She's like, oh, yeah, Warren's Esso. I'm like, oh, something's going on. So she might have, could be related.
See, could be half brother.
Picked your mother up off the floor that day.
I know.
When she wiped out.
I know, her mother. First day I met her mother. First day I met her mother. We went to I went to her show in Bayonne. So, and I don't know anybody. It was the first time I really
you
even talked to Lisa.
Bayonne?
But I
no.
I'm surprised.
No, I don't like nobody. So I walk in the place, and then Lisa, of course, go sit with my family.
I felt really bad because
I'm like,
said
I don't know anybody. I'm like, okay, I'll go sit with her family.
And
it was just nice because they were all very nice and friendly and great. So then the break comes, and then they all mill around, and their mother comes to her seat, get ready for the second, and she just missed her seat, and she's dancing. She falls flat down.
The chair falls over.
She's gone. Game over. And her family can drink. So
no,
it was just,
come on now.
No.
So I mean, it was just like, wow. So then I pick her up, and it was funny because then when I'm sitting there and ready to watch Lisa go back on stage, she just walks past me. Thanks for picking up my mom. She keeps walking.
I felt really bad.
Oh,
why?
I don't know. That was just.
I was just glad she wasn't hurt. She's
a spaz. That's where I get it from.
She just like tripped on her jacket. It was like slow motion.
Next time he sees her, he's like, come on, baby, come on. Yeah, I got you. Like, come on.
I'm like, come on. I'm following her around. I'm like, don't fall.
Good time.
Okay.
And then I call her this morning. I'm like, Brian's family used to own it. And she's like, Brian who?
Yeah, nice. Last time I pick her up off the ground.
I'm like, you know, the Brian, he's like next to me, like just yelling so that she can hear. He's like, you know, I picked you up off the floor. She's like, oh, Brian. And then she calls me back 4 minutes later. You know, if he said Brian Mowry, I would have known. Because of all the Brians I know. You know, the whole list of Brians that I know.
How many Brians pick her up off the floor?
I know
there's
two
five Brians, four Marks, three Gregs.
Thanks for listening to the Imaginary Radio Show. To hear our music and to download more Imaginary Radio Show episodes, please visit www.thewagband.com.